following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood Redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood Redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Mark Payne,
hey.
Since They Don't Play, new video for popular demand on YouTube, on iTunes, and on Tidal. What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. We are in our brand new studio here at Black Hollywood Live. I'm joined by Jay Watts.
You see it in the building, going up. We're going way up. Let's get it cracking.
Yes. And you guys can tweet us all show long, me at DJ Jesse J, Jay at Poppy Watts. Also, make sure you guys are commenting, subscribing, hitting us up on iTunes, getting us to that number one spot, please.
Yeah, I dig.
All right, so before you check out the video for popular demand.
Gotta check that out. It's hot.
So you can see your boy in the video. All right, so let's talk about it because a lot went down in the past week, and it felt like it's been over a week since a lot of the stuff has happened.
Yeah.
But Azealia Banks, again, we're talking about this bitch.
Man, what's up with Azealia Banks, man?
Did you see the video?
Nah, I didn't even see it. I just read, you know, the recap, but you know.
Azealia Banks, she was on Delta, and a situation had happened where she wanted to get off the plane, but then she was trying to get her luggage down. And she was causing an argument with these other two people on there. And then an airplane, one of the little stewardesses or whatever, had came up to her and was trying to hold her bag. Now I'm confused as to why he was trying to hold her bag. Because I was just like, just let her have the bag and just get her off the plane.
Yeah.
And everyone's like leaving the plane, just get her off. And within that, she ends the argument with him. And then she goes on to call him a fucking faggot. It went viral. Everyone's all over the place about it. And I really don't even want to spend too much time on the topic. But I just want to say, if you're out here, Azealia, talking about black people don't support black people, and you got to watch out for certain people, black media, and you're talking about other races, then when you sit here and you use a slur like that, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. On one hand, you're this person that's all for equality, all this shit, and then on the other hand, you're
out here using language. Now, she says it's just a term that she uses. She wasn't using it in a specific way, and I believe the guy was gay, but it's like, grow up. And it's the reason why no one's taking you seriously right now.
Right.
And I support you. I wanted to follow you on Instagram today because I was like, oh, she got some new titties. And you know what I mean? She just seems like a fun girl, but she just seems very misguided. But moving on from Azealia Banks, because I just can't. All right, David Banner on Instagram posted something interesting.
Mr. Banner.
So he came out to say that it's interesting to him that white people and biracial people are out here using the N-word.
Yeah.
And he proposed the question, where does it stop? He said, you know, you don't hear them using other slurs like devil or cracker. It's always the N-word.
Yeah.
And it's never any other derogatory word, which I'm kind of like, the word bitch, faggot, those are used in hip-hop. But I get what he's saying with it. Do you feel that there's a certain line that can be crossed with it as far as, like, I mean, I understand the white one, but, like, when he goes into biracial, I don't know, I think that's an interesting topic because it's here you have someone who comes from both sides of the fence and you're in a community which uses that word. Is there a line?
I mean, is there a line? The answer is I don't know, you know, and I think that there not being a line is what causes so much confusion. It's like it's a word that comes from a really bad place that has been turned around to be something acceptable. I don't know if it's positive or negative, but it's acceptable. It's something that we use. And is it acceptable? I mean, I don't really have a problem with it personally, but I can't really speak for another person's, you know, angst against it. because it does come from such a bad place. So I think David Banner's a good discussion starter, but is it right or wrong? I don't know, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who answers that question to really be able to say, well, yes, it is right, and this is how we're going to move forward with it, or it's wrong, and we're going to move. I don't think it works like that. I think it's, if you don't want the word to be used, stop using it.
Exactly. It's pretty simple.
You know? Put that in on your family and you know, raise your children like that. And then in the future, unfortunately, it's going to be used because you can't control words like
right.
that. So, sorry, David. Moving on. Drake and Future.
Super.
They dropped the album, y'all. What a time to be alive.
What a time.
And everyone was just so excited. Is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And then it happened.
Yeah. It's amazing, man. I thought it was cool, man. It's 11 tracks. Much more of the same. Because Drake's coming off of... he's coming off of, if you're reading this, it's too late. Future just dropped DS2, both huge successes, both number one. So I thought it'd be fitting for them to do a project together. And I listened to it. It's 11 tracks. It's hot, man. I mean, it's much more the same. Drake, Future, they're in the kind of a groove right now. So you're getting much more of their brand of music. But it's hot, man. It seems to be received really well. You know, I do the club, so they've been playing the whole thing all week. I'm kind of sick of it already, but... big ups to Future and Drake. What do you think?
I give it a B.
You give it a B?
I give it a B because I feel like the two of them together, there was hype around this album. And for it to have been done in 6 days, which not to say that you can't put good music out in 6 days. I felt like coming off of the beef with Meek Mill, I wanted to root for Drake. But something about the album just wasn't fully there for me. It was like... You get the songs, which I think the two of them together sounded dope.
Yeah.
Not even to say that I didn't like the album. Jumpman, love it. But I just feel like each one of them put their powers in, and we didn't see it, each of them. We didn't get, like, the full Future, the full Drake. It was kind of, I felt like it was a little half-assed.
Yeah.
As far as what we got. I just felt like kind of like their lyrical vision for what they wanted didn't really reach its fullest potential.
Yeah. I mean, it could be looked at like it was kind of rushed because they didn't take it to the next level. You get what I'm saying? It's much more of what we've already heard. So any one of those tracks could have been on either of their projects. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I didn't hear anything different. It wasn't anything groundbreaking, but it's a brand like
it
that
could have
know.
Been on yeah. Jay-Z, Kanye level.
Yeah,
if they
exactly.
took the time, they could have done some really dope, 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 dope stuff. But, yeah. I mean, maybe it was just a little something for right now and something bigger to come.
Maybe it's a teaser.
Speaking of something to come, NERD. So Pharrell was doing an interview and the fan came out and said, are we going to get an NERD album? He said, of course. So I'm super excited about that because it's
That's
been
gonna be crazy.
I think the last project they put out.
That's going to be crazy.
Was it like 2010? I was like, hey.
Right,
you better have that beat. It's just been a long time since we've heard anything. I don't even think it was 2010. NERD. But moving on. If you guys want to, since you were waiting for the NERD album, make sure you check out Pharrell on The Voice. The Voice this season is really good. Like, it's really dope. And then also his video for Freedom. It's available also on iTunes and...
So go check that out, man. Pharrell's dope, man.
This is what I'm really excited to talk about, though, today.
Yeah. This is the one right here.
Slim Jesus.
taking the internet by storm.
I was
What's
late.
Good, Slim Jesus?
I was late on the... I refused... I saw a picture and an interview on Vlad TV, and I refused to click it. Because I was like, what is this?
Slim Jesus, man.
And then, it's like reality TV. You watch one thing, and it's like, oh. What? Sucked me in. So Slim Jesus dropped this video called Drill Time, and he's been getting a lot of feedback,
yeah,
positive and negative, for the song. I didn't know how to... Well, what did you see watching the video? Like, what was your initial reaction?
It looked like it looked like his best Chief Keef impression. That's what I saw. And I'm from Chicago, so I know the drill music comes out of that wave and that energy, that Chicago energy. So, man, I mean, he's been getting a lot of negative attention for kind of like biting that energy, man, and not being from there. Because I think he's from Cleveland. I think he said he's from Ohio.
Yeah, he's from Hamilton, Ohio.
Hamilton, Ohio.
Which so. I meant to Google that to see what Hamilton looked like.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
And then I watched this video because I'm like, all right, I know some white boys who've been around the block.
Yeah, yeah.
And I watched an interview with him, and I was just, I'm done. I was like, what? This boy, crazy, I'm kind of nervous for him. Like, I feel like...
Nah, it's going to get real, bro. You got to be ready, you know?
But he, so in his video, he's talking about guns, and he has all these friends walking around with, well, not even walking, they're like jumping and bouncing like little kids, like a kids bop song, bouncing around with these guns. He's pointing this gun in the camera. We get a parental advisor at the beginning that there's no real weapons used in the video. So then I watch this interview with him on Vlad TV, and he's talking about, oh, you know, I may rap about guns, but I don't use guns. Right. I've never caught a body. He's like, I know people that do that. And so it's just, it poses the question like, well, so are you a poser?
Yeah.
I don't understand people who create music that isn't their truth.
Right. And it's like, that's a lot of the problem in music right now, man. It used to be a time where, especially in rap music, people had to actually live what they were talking about. And I think now this is just a perfect example of this new generation of Instagrammers and these kids that like to sensationalize and basically portray a story that's not theirs. And I mean, he's sensationalizing crime. He's sensationalizing drugs, all stuff that he's admitted that he doesn't live and he doesn't partake in. And there's a danger that can come with that, because there is, that's a real element. That's a real element that's out here that may come knocking at his door. So, you know.
And very soon, because, I mean, you know, he, in the interview, he was like, when they said, have you ever killed anybody? Have you ever sold drugs? He was like, I'm not stupid. So now the things that you're rapping about, you're saying are stupid,
right?
But that's what you're promoting. So there was an interview with The Game, which they questioned if he had seen anything about Slim Jesus, and he was like, he just needs to watch himself.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. So it's like that drill movement, man, is like, it's organic. Like Lil Durk, Chief Keef, all these people that are coming out that are pushing the drill music, you know what I mean? Big Chop. It's like, it's organic, it's real. They really come from that. So, you know what I mean? I even think Lil Mouse did a diss to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he said that it was all taken out of context.
Yeah.
He wasn't coming at him. It was a fake Instagram page. So people are like making Instagram pages as Slim Jesus to get him in trouble, like using the N-word and stuff like that. Which he claims that he does not use the N-word. He personally doesn't see why he should use it.
Right.
He doesn't use it in his music. And it's just interesting what he picks from the culture and what he chooses to leave out of the culture.
Right. You know what I mean? It's an interesting scenario. And I know The Game had something to comment about that as well, which is pretty funny, man. You know,
and I'm sure The Game ain't going to be the only one to leave a comment.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm interested to see where this goes. You know what I mean? we sort of love, especially in America, these phenomenon. These, you know what I mean? Fly by night.
Oh, I would love to interview
anything
him.
That, you know what I mean, get an opinion or, you know what I mean?
And that's what I mean. I see people wanting to talk to this kid and really try and get the answers out of him.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. Let's move on.
Right.
Okay. First video. It already has a tag on this video, is Illuminati Agenda. It's Willow Smith, Why Don't You Cry? Let's watch the video first and talk about it after, because it's interesting. So this is Willow Smith, Why Don't You Cry?
Willow. Man, this is a lot different than I know Willow Smith from being the little girl did. You know, I whip my hair back and forth.
Yeah,
with my,
that was probably the only song that I was into of hers. And yeah. I'll still play that song and be like, wow, she really did that.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what I know. She definitely took a turn left with this. This is a lot different than anything I've heard from her before. I see Dwayne Martin in there. Shout out to the homie. That's like my big... Big homie.
Our engineer wrote, what the fuck? Dwayne is in the video with Nicole Ari Parker. And basically, she's having problems with her family, and they're yelling at each other, and she's in the middle of it. I'll say this. Let's start with a positive note. I appreciate that the Smiths try to be forward-thinking and, you know, always want to promote a positive message. But I'm just like, what? Like, who's telling you that that sounded good? Like, the beat was dope. The lyrics, like, why don't you cry? I'm sure someone could sing that. But it just like, you are a very rich child and probably, like, have a science, like, a laboratory hooked up to your house. Yeah. Like, they can't do no vocal training or...
It sounded like a backing track that somebody would... rap over.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounded like the demo.
Yeah, no, real talk, man. That didn't sound like a good production.
No.
But, you know,
hey, if you got money and you want to be a singer, do you if it makes you happy. All right, moving on from that, some dope music. Mr. CeeLo, off of his latest project, dropped Music to My Soul. The video's really chill, and the song is very soulful.
Here.
And it's one of those videos, like, when you watch it the whole way through, it keeps your attention. I'm so mad he has a veil on in it, though. CeeLo, Music to My Soul.
Hot, man. I love CeeLo, bro. He makes great music.
Just like...
He makes great music.
And that music, you know, you can just put the album on and leave it playing on a Sunday. Do whatever you gotta do in the house and just... You don't have to even hit skip.
Yeah. It's soulful, man. It's what we need. We need more of this, man. So shout out to CeeLo. That was hot, man.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Last but not least, Sir Chris Brown dropped his video.
Breezy.
Flicka. And did you watch the whole video?
Yeah, I did, man. I did. You?
I did. At first I watched it, and I was like, where are we going with this? And I wasn't going to watch the full video. And then someone had posted reactions to Chris Brown's video, and I was like, what the hell is he doing in it for people to have a reaction video?
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. Definitely kept me watching the whole way through. It starts off kind of slow, and then it takes you tripping. And I was, like, high as hell when I watched it, too. So I was just like, what the fuck? So here's a clip from Chris Brown's Liquor. After he was roofied by this girl. Chris Brown, Liquor. It's like in like I just get stuck every time watching the video. And I think it's the song. Because I'm like, I feel like I'm high watching it right now. Like, I feel like, what is happening to me? Why is it so, at first I'm like, why is it so slow? Why is he dancing like that? And then all of a sudden at the end when he's in the apartment and they make him like the fully drugged out drunk version.
Yeah.
Like how the apartment looks.
Yeah.
So dope.
It's dope, man. It was very creative, man. Chris is probably one of the best of our generation.
So. I'm wondering though if a lot of these Cosby inspired. Stop it. What was the joke on South Park? What do they call?
Oh,
what
are they, a hot Cosby.
They're calling rape a hot Cosby. I cannot. With anything. All right, so Chris Brown, shout out to you for that video, liquor. And shout out to you guys for watching. That's all the show we have for you guys today. But we could really use your help by heading over to iTunes, hitting subscribe, search The Beat Black Hollywood. And download our podcast, rate us, and leave us a comment. Show us some love. We would really appreciate it. Also, you guys can hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check out The Beat at The Beat TV on Instagram. Jay, where can they find you?
Follow me at Poppy Watts. All my social media, P-A-P-I Watts.
Boom. Hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.